In less than a week, the first cruise ship of the season will dock in Skagway, bringing thousands of visitors to busy northern Lynn Canal port. But if lawmakers in Washington haven't agreed on a spending plan by then, a government shutdown would close one popular visitor attraction, Skagway's National Park. KHNS's Abby Collins has more.
Congress has until midnight Friday to agree on a budget. If that doesn't happen, funding will expire and the federal government will shut down. That means many federal departments and employees would have to close their doors and stop working, including Alaska's national parks. Last year, the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park in Skagway welcomed nearly a million visitors. It's the most visited park in Alaska. Superintendent Mike Trunell says they're currently ramping up operations for this summer season. But if the government shuts down, the flood of visitors coming into town will have to find something else to do. The Park Service follows a contingency plan laid out by the Department of the Interior.
If the government shuts down the buildings that any of the public buildings are closed and any of the offices and maintenance buildings, everything is closed and locked and not available to the public.
The Klondike Park is a major piece of Skagway's downtown visitor industry. It operates a number of museums, along with guided tours that attract hundreds of people on busy cruise ship days. It also oversees the U.S. side of the popular Chilkoot Trail. Trunell says in the event of a shutdown, most local employees would be furloughed.
We're close to our full staffing for the summer season, which is around 60 employees, 30 permanent and term employees, and then 30 additional seasonal or summer-only employees. So all of those would be affected except for two.
At the peak of the summer season, the Park Service employs around 1,100 employees statewide. This isn't an unprecedented situation. The last time the government shut down was in 2013. But there is one big difference. That happened in October, after the tourism season had died down.
So it wasn't during the peak of the tourism season, but we had a couple staff members who were just checking on security of buildings and things like that, and everyone else gets furlough notices, whether they're a permanent employee, seasonal employee, or term employee.
It's hard to imagine a worse time of year for the park to face a potential closure. Skagway is on the cusp of an expected 1 million visitor season. The first cruise ship docks on May 2nd, bringing just over 2,000 visitors to town. Two other ships will arrive later in the week. The first four-ship day is the following week, on May 9th. Trunell says he hopes the park will be operating normally when the visitors arrive.
The Department of the Interior, which the National Park Service is part of, is hopeful that Congress will pass a continuing resolution or a budget and that there won't be a government shutdown. So we've been instructed to continue business as usual and to not invest a lot of time and effort in contingency planning for a shutdown.
Fears of a shutdown were alleviated somewhat on Monday when President Trump indicated he may be able to wait on federal funding for a border wall. But Congress still needs to come to an agreement on the rest of the budget. This isn't the first time in recent months that federal politics have led to uncertainty for Alaska National Parks. In February, parks worried a federal hiring freeze would stop essential seasonal employment. After a couple weeks in limbo, they were able to hire summer staff. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.